Brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Today, of course, we'll talk about Donald Trump's personal attorney, his office, home, and so on, being raided by the FBI. And this allegedly has something to do with attorney-client privilege. But have you heard of John Edwards? Oh, not recently? Why not? We'll talk about that also. The 4-H Club, you know that wonderful club that's been run by the USDA, Department of Agriculture, and it teaches kids how to raise livestock and so on. Well, the homosexuals just realized they've had all this power over these kids, and they've failed to exploit it, so now, no more. Now they're trying to force the perversion of the homosexual mindset onto these 4-H kids nationwide. We'll talk about that. Also, reason number 1,177 to get your kids out of public school. This comes out of Colorado, in fact. Well, this Cherry Creek Elementary School has not reported, as required by law, sexual assault 30 times. So it's reason number 1,177, 1,178, 1,179, 1,180, and so on, right through to, let's see, where will that bring us? Reason number 1,206 to get your kids out of public school. Then there's reason number 1,207. Colorado's premier charter school, Stargate, they've got their own scandal going there. Girls' creepy volleyball coach touching the girls, kissing them, you know, I'm sure on the cheek, talking about their bodies inappropriately, creepy coach, and the top executive of the school doesn't think to fire the coach, doesn't think to report this as required by law, but just decides he's going to let the coach's contract expire. So now he's no longer the top exec. And then more about tariffs, wanting to talk about tariffs. We have some listeners who think that tariffs, the government does not have the authority from God to intervene in your economic transactions, unless they're somehow unlawful, criminal in nature. But if you're buying a cell phone from a manufacturer in South Korea, and it's going to cost you $600, and the government says we're going to put a $150 tariff on that to enable American manufacturers to up their prices, so then you have to pay $750 for the exact same phone. And all the liberals and the populist Republicans think everybody's getting a great deal, right? So we've had some listeners who have said, okay, tariffs are generally bad, but not if there's an uneven playing field. And so this shows that they don't understand the morality involved, the authority that flows downhill from God through government to you. And also, they don't understand the economics involved. So we want to talk about that. But first, Donald Trump. So conservatives are in a rage because the FBI has raided Donald Trump's personal attorney's office and his home and the hotel where he was staying at. I mean, obviously, they got a full court press against this guy, Michael Cohen. And this attorney-client privilege in America, which is virtually sacrosanct, You can't violate it. Now, the God-given right to life, oh, you could violate that. Forget that. In fact, this attorney, Michael Cohen, undoubtedly he supports the killing of innocent children, undoubtedly. But while you could violate the God-given right to life of innocent children, no less, you can't violate attorney-client privilege, and that's what you find out if you listen to Fox News or Salem Radio or Rush Limbaugh. You can't violate attorney-client privilege except for the fact that that is completely false if your attorney is committing a crime on your behalf or furthering a crime on your behalf. Then attorney-client privilege is irrelevant. And you've heard of John Edwards, right? Oh, hardly not. I mean, he's a leading Democrat, vice presidential candidate a few years back. But his career is dead. Why is his career dead? Because he used campaign money to cover up his affair with his mistress. And it was so despicable, all that was involved, that even the Democrats couldn't hardly stand him. And so his career is dead. He was tried. They had, what, 6-7 charges against him for federal campaign finance violations. And I think the jury, if I recall, found him not guilty on one of the charges, and then the jury split over the other charges. And since his career was dead anyway, and since the federal government tends to be liberal, they let him go. But this is real in American politics. Not that it's really real. Nothing is really real when a nation legitimizes the killing of innocent children. When it decriminalizes it, then you could be pretty sure that everything will be insane. And so, for example, foreigners are not allowed to fundraise for federal elections. And so we here at Bob Newhart Live, we filed a complaint with the FEC years ago, Federal Election Commission, against Hillary Clinton because she had that homosexual piano player. Is Elton John a homosexual? I got to ask Google. Is Elton John dead? That's the first thing that pops up. No, I'm asking, is Elton John a homosexual? Yes, apparently, yes. Sorry, I don't stay up on pop culture and who's a homo and who's not a homo. But Elton John is a homosexual, and he's a foreigner. And Hillary had Elton John headline a fundraiser for her in New York City during her run for the Democratic nomination for president, which was against the law. It's against the law to have foreigners fundraise for you, and Elton John, no less. If I recall, Elton John was running the whole fundraiser. It was his gig, if I recall. So we filed a complaint with the FEC, and the FEC was hysterical, their response. They said, we're very sorry, but we don't have the ability to investigate. So we're closing this complaint. It's like, that's hysterical. What do they want us to do as a Denver radio talk show hosted by a Bible-thumping fundamentalist Christian pastor? They want us to investigate? What do you have to investigate? It's in the headlines. It's in the New York Post. It's in USA Today. It's on the news. You don't have to investigate. But of course, our laws are perverse and they're only enforced at the will of whatever bureaucrat or judge happens to be presiding. And that's the way it is. And so with John Edwards, even though we have such a left-leaning government, and even though he was a rising star in the Democratic Party, still, his career is over because of campaign finance violations and because he was gross with his what was going on with his wife and having an affair, just gross. So fast forward to Donald Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, within 2 weeks of the election, paying a prostitute $130,000. We refer to her as a prostitute because while the rest of the media says she's a porn star, she gets paid for sex. She's a prostitute. And twice Donald Trump had her in his room, once for sex. He was dangling before her the offer of being on The Apprentice as a porn star, which in their follow-up meeting, he said the producers and the network, they were excited about the idea. The first time they got together, it was just his idea. And the first time, apparently, they committed adultery, cheating on Melania. And the second time, this woman realized this is just a scam and I'm out of here, and she left. So that account added to all the other accounts, and the very horrific thing that Donald Trump said to a young man, though a famous young man, on a Hollywood backlot that was recorded, unbeknownst to Trump, about when you're a celebrity, the things you could get away with doing to women because they'll let you. And I'm thinking this guy, even though he's a celebrity, this younger guy, how despicable it is what Donald Trump is telling him that he could look forward to if he becomes more famous. How terrible. So you add this latest to everything else that was known about Donald Trump that's overlooked by conservative Christians because they're hypocrites and because to them the big battle is not good versus evil, it's Republican versus Democrat. The Republicans, Jesus was against the Republicans. Now we're trying it again with the Republicans. And you got the Democrats. And one of the many problems with democracy, the big problem is that the majority is evil. Jesus said the majority are going to hell. The majority shouted, crucify him. And the majority will decriminalize all the wickedness that they want to participate in, which includes sexual immorality, adultery, fornication, pornography, and killing the innocent, abortion in the elderly, the infirm, the sick, and stealing, socialism, taking money from your neighbors so that you could be more well off. So the majority wants to do all those things. So with democracy, then the wicked majority are in charge, and democratic nations become consistently more evil over time. That's the trend. But that form of government also corrodes the moral foundation of the church, because the church, Christian leaders, when they get a candidate they support or a party they support, then they become apologists for that candidate, so that practically no matter what the candidate does, they're going to defend him. And that erodes the moral foundation of the body of Christ. That's what that does. So that if one of our favorite judges, who we love dearly, then is exposed by multiple women as being creepy and going after young teenagers, then the women are all liars. The women are all liars. And the local shopping mall says the judge is not allowed in the shopping mall. And the police tell the business owners, although he wasn't a judge then, he was an assistant prosecutor, assistant DA. If you see this guy show up, call us. Call me right away if he shows up. Why? What'd he do? Just call me. And all the young people who are creeped out. And so, no, they're all lying. The Bible says, by the mouth of two or three witnesses, a matter is established. And of course, you need wisdom to apply that. But using wisdom, what we see is that democracy destroys the integrity of Christian leaders. And it erodes the moral foundation of the body of Christ. And so what Trump does mostly is an opportunity for Christian leaders, conservatives, pro-lifers, to show how far they could stretch their tolerance. So Michael Cohen paying $130,000 to this woman who Donald Trump committed adultery with, cheated on Melania. If you have love for Melania, you'll be very concerned about this, if you love her. If you love Donald Trump, you'll be incredibly concerned about this, because all indications are he's going to hell. He doesn't have to go to hell. He could turn around. Remember Bork, Judge Robert Bork, who was borked by the Senate? He was nominated for the U.S. Supreme Court. And because the liberals have such power, he was not confirmed. And the conservatives, James Dobson, National Right to Life, they're all in an uproar, in a rage, because he was a conservative judge who was borked. Okay, that's where we got borked from. Well, the judge wrote a book then called Slouching Toward Gomorrah. In the book, he said, even though nominated by a Republican, allegedly, ostensibly pro-life president, he said, I was pro-choice. I was all for abortion. All these pro-life groups are lobbying for me to be confirmed, and I'm pro-abortion. He said, but after he saw all the hatred against him by the left, after he saw that, he reconsidered abortion. And he said, you know what? I think it's wrong. But that was after he was borked. You see, as you are a rising star, like Neil Gorsuch, for example, you're a rising star, Republican or otherwise, and you realize that if you think the unborn child has a right to life, you're an extremist, it will kill your career, then you figure out how to get along. Just let's all get along and let's let Planned Parenthood, we might not like Planned Parenthood, but we like the abolitionist way less than we like Planned Parenthood. So let it go. Well, Judge Robert Bork is an example of how Christians use people, human beings who have eternal souls, they use them as pawns in their fight against the Democrats. They don't care about the person. They care about beating a Democrat or winning an election. Winning an election that in the long run is going to turn out to be reasonably insignificant, because the nation, through the long war against God, has only turned increasingly against God, whether it's the Republican or the Democratic administration. And social spending is an indicator of all that. And the grotesque support of sexual immorality is an indicator of all that. And how many kids we kill on a daily basis is an indicator of all that. And things tend to get worse faster under Republicans than under Democrats. So if you care about Donald Trump, you care that he's an adulterer, you care that he funds Planned Parenthood to kill unborn children, if you care about any of this, you care about him, you're going to pray for him and you're going to warn him. You're not going to affirm and approve of him. And if you care about Melania Trump. So the bad guy here is not a guy, but the bad person here is the prostitute. The prostitute is the one who's telling the truth. We see this in the Bible. When the two prostitutes come to King Solomon. I mean, even if somebody is sinful and wicked, and then they tell the truth, well, they're telling the truth. So you deal with the truth. You don't pretend that your guy is telling the truth when you know he's lying. Just like the Pope, right? When the Pope denied saying there's no such place as hell. And now millions of Catholics know that the Vatican itself is filled with liars from the Pope on down. They all lie. Isn't it something that the atheist journalist, who's good friends with the Pope, that he has more integrity than the Vatican itself? He is more trustworthy than the Vatican. Isn't that something? So Donald Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, has his office raided by the FBI because they're looking for the documentation that he paid off this prostitute $130,000 less than two weeks before the election, and that kind of campaign financing violation is what brought John Edwards down, what destroyed John Edwards, who was a rising star Democrat. So an attorney-client privilege has nothing to do with furthering a crime or committing a crime on behalf of your attorney. In that case, and thankfully so, even our corrupt government recognizes that attorney-client privilege ends in the commission of a crime or the furtherance of a crime by an attorney on behalf of his client. And in this case, the client was presidential candidate Donald Trump, and paying a prostitute $130,000 or a porn star to keep quiet 2 weeks before an election about the adultery that she committed with the candidate, that's considered a campaign expense. And the attorney then is, what's the maximum you're allowed to donate to a presidential candidate? So the attorney is spending, if it really was his own money, $126,000 whatever dollars over and above what he's allowed to donate to the campaign. And if it's really just money laundering going on, and it's somehow campaign funds flowing through the attorney, or if he's refinancing his house using a home equity line of credit, a HELOC, to get the money to pay off this woman, whatever it is, it is. But democracy causes Christian leaders to lie, to misrepresent the truth, to dishonor God, to be hypocrites, which is exactly what Jesus Christ warned against in the Sermon on the Mount. Don't be a hypocrite. If you're going to criticize others, make sure you stop doing the same thing that the other person is doing, and then you can see clearly enough to judge your neighbor. That's what Jesus said. But today, being a hypocrite is nothing to the church. It's nothing. It's nothing to our politicians. It's just nothing. It doesn't mean anything any longer, tragically. Okay, I wanted to get to the 4-H Club, a wonderful program. It's been around forever and helps, over the decades, millions of kids get in touch with the ranch, the farm, getting out of the city into the fields, learning what it means to work with livestock. Just so awesome. And it's a program run under the auspices of the Department of Agriculture, the USDA. Only the USDA doesn't implement the program directly. They run it through a consortium of 100 universities. We do some of our national labs that way. Like, what's a Fermilab, right? Named after the Italian physicist. Fermilab. What a fabulous video they put out on antimatter and the Big Bang. You can see that at our website, kgov.com/BB, kgov.com/BB. Well, Fermilab is run by the Department of Energy through the consortium of dozens of universities. So similar with the 4-H Club. Well, these 100 universities have figured out the homosexuals who run these universities, they figured out that they have not been exploiting the power they have over the kids in this program. So now they are going to force the perversion of the homosexual mindset onto these kids, transgender bathroom rules, transgender vocabulary, just transgender, whatever they could force on them, pro-homosexual, pro-lesbian. Homo are the guys, FOMOs are the women, the female homos are the FOMOs. They're going to do what they can to force this onto the minds of these kids around the country. And that's why there's a hell. That's why there's a hell. I mean, that and all the other reasons. Because people would crucify Jesus Christ in order to vindicate themselves. That's why there's a hell. So the Pope got hit heavy with the devil made me do it syndrome, right? Ever since he denied hell and then went there, the Vatican has been trying to undo the damage, spin control. First, they lied about what Pope Francis told that atheist journalist. And that's just too much, right? Because the Catholics around the world who really are against the killing of innocent children, and they're really against the perversion of homosexuality and so on, those Catholics have realized that this Pope is off the rails. You know the old question, is the Pope Catholic? Today, that's not just a hypothetical question, right? Is the Pope Catholic? Today, you really might wonder, is the Pope Catholic? When asked about homosexuals, he says, who am I to judge? Well, for starters, you're the Pope, for starters. Then they ask about homosexual priest, and he says, well, you know, we can't really interfere in the spiritual life of another person. What in the world is he talking about, and why can he interfere in the lives of conservative Christians and those fighting for the lives of innocent children? Why can he interfere with them and not with homosexuals and homosexual priests? Because Pope Francis is fond of homosexuals. That's why. So at any rate, he tells his close personal friend, an atheist journalist in Italy, that when the wicked die, there's no punishment, there's no hell, they just disappear. Because he's from South America, right? And there they have the disappeared ones. Normally, a theologian would say, who believes that false teaching, would say the person is annihilated, annihilation. They're expunged, they're erased by God. Now that's false. God put eternity in our hearts, and if it were possible to expunge people, to erase them, then Jesus would not have had to die on the cross, and God could have just started over. Expunge everybody from Adam and Eve on down. Expunge everybody and start over. Jesus said, Father, if there is any other way, let this cup pass. If there's any other way. And the Father loved the Son so much that if there were any other way, then the Father would not have had the Son go through the suffering that he did if God could just erase everyone and start over. But that's not a possibility. So the Pope says to this atheist journalist, there is no punishment for the wicked after they die. Those who believe in God have everlasting joy. Those who don't believe in God, they're not punished. There is no hell. Hell doesn't exist. They're disappeared. Those people are disappeared. They're the disappeared ones. So, just like a government in South America, they'll kidnap the children of their political enemies, and they call them the disappeared ones. So they disappear. So then the Vatican comes out and says the journalist is misreporting the conversation. And so all these Catholics who recognize that this Pope is off the rails, they now realize that the Vatican is filled with liars from the top on down, right? A fish rots from the head down. So the Vatican is filled with liars, and an atheist journalist has more integrity than the Vatican itself. How's that? And so now the Pope's talking about nothing but the devil made me do it, and hell. The devil and hell.